My gift to you on Pride Sunday is a short sermon. Jesus tends to be the hero of the story. Every story we read in the Gospels. I get it. He's kind of a central figure, you may have noticed. He teaches, he tells parables, he stands up to injustice, and particularly those who try and enforce religious injustice. He heals, he performs miracles, or works of power, as they're described in today's gospel reading. And of course, it is Jesus who suffers the passion and crucifixion, and who shows the new life of resurrection. And yet, he does none of it alone. He's the standout figure in an ensemble cast alongside Peter, James, and John, his closest friends. And then the wider group of disciples described today as the 12 who became known as the apostles, the sent ones after resurrection. And then there's a wider group of disciples of about 70 or 72, depending on which gospel you're reading. Then there's a crowd who follow him, many crowds who follow him, and many who through their encounters with Jesus are changed and go on to proclaim the new life that Jesus shares. Those with skin diseases, the blind, and the outcasts. And when Jesus encounters people of great faith, for instance, the centurion, whose servant or same-gendered partner, depending on which interpretation you read of that passage, When the centurion's partner is sick, when there's a woman with hemorrhaging for 12 years that we heard about last week in the gospel, or Bartimaeus, the blind beggar, or one of the 10 lepers, the one that comes back to offer thanks, Jesus affirms them in their faith, saying either, your faith has made you well, or I have not seen such faith as this. Jesus works with others in their own healing. His way of working is partnership, not taking credit from those who reach out in faith. Our gospel reading today offers a sharp contrast to this. For we are told that the lack of faith amongst the people of Jesus' hometown meant that he was unable to perform many works of power, many deeds of power. Although the gospel writers can't let us think that he was completely impotent, so he laid his hands on a few sick people and cured them. Together. It's all done together. Jesus sends the disciples out together to work in pairs. He calls us to be together. St. Paul talks of not boasting in himself, but boasting in those with whom he associates and the communities with which he is connected. Our reading from the Hebrew scriptures today talked about the king being chosen from the people and by the people, together. On this Pride Sunday, we celebrate and remember the changes that have happened within our society and the church that have brought about a greater understanding and affirmation of the sexual and gender diversity that abounds within us all. Though it has not been embraced by the whole of the Anglican Church of Canada, we also give thanks for the vast majority of our siblings affirming and celebrating equal marriage for same-gendered couples in our churches. And yet we know there is still a heartbreaking amount of prejudice against the LGBTQ2SIIA++ community. We see a rise in hate speech taking place, especially against our transgendered siblings, a rise that goes hand in hand with the influence of the far right in these lands that we call North America. Alongside that, we know there are a huge number of Christians, those who call themselves Christians, who are transphobic, homophobic, and deeply prejudiced against anyone who does not fit a cisgendered heterosexual norm. And we know that if change is going to continue, if we are going to build a better, affirming, expansive, loving future, a just future, a future which celebrates all for who they are, we must do it together. For without that shared faith, that common calling to work for justice, to make change, to make the expansive love of God manifest, then the deeds of power that will achieve such things will be unable to happen. And so as we celebrate Pride, and it's good and right to do so, we resolve also to be the people of faith who believe that the world is better when all have a place, when all are celebrated, when all know themselves loved, when love wins. So let us commit ourselves to continuing this work of affirmation, this work of justice, this work of pride, now and always. Amen.